This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello there, I'm Virginia Cha with this ABC 10 News update. A 20-year-old Camp Pendleton Marine was killed while trying to help the driver of a disabled vehicle on the 5. Happened early yesterday morning on the 5 South near Las Pulgas Road. Police say an SUV driver crashed, got stuck in the traffic lanes with no lights on. The Marine stopped to help, and that's when a box truck crashed into the SUV, killing the Marine, whose name has not been released. The SUV driver and his passenger were badly hurt. The driver of that SUV is facing charges, including DUI. An argument between roommates in El Cajon ended with their apartment set on fire. Police say they arrived at the complex on Shady Lane last night, found an apartment engulfed in flames after a man threatened to set the building on fire. Officers say he also threatened to hit one of his roommates with a baseball bat, then turned on the gas in the kitchen. Heartland Fire turned off the gas, put the fire out, and isolated those flames to one apartment. The Secretary of Homeland Security will be paying a visit to San Diego. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will be visiting the San Ysidro Port of Entry to talk about efforts to create lawful trade and ease travel. He'll also be meeting with department employees and be joined by San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria. All of that happens at 6 tonight. All right, we got weather to focus on this morning, right? We've got the green there on your map, Vanessa.
Right, a lot of activity, mainly impacting the southern part of our state currently. This system is expected to arrive in the morning, and through the bulk of your morning commute is when we're expected to see showers pretty widespread, lasting until about 10 a.m., and then it dissipates as we look ahead to the afternoon. And by around sunset, we could very well see some partly sunny skies. So this is going to be a very short-lived system. In addition, we are going to deal with cool temperatures, so a lot of us are going to be cool, especially along those inland valleys where we're tracking about a 15-degree difference in comparison to yesterday. So coastal and inland areas will top out in the low 60s today. 40 degrees in the mountain areas and close to 70 degrees in the deserts. As far as that 7-day forecast goes, we'll stay in this trend of the low 60s for the next several days along the coastline, 50s for those overnight lows. We warm up a little bit for the weekend, but we're still going to remain below average for many parts of our county. Virginia.
Thank you, Vanessa. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, just go to 10news.com or you can download our free app from your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Virginia Cha.